Update: the OPP have now released the name of the person killed in the collision on Highway 11 on December 17. The deceased has been identified as Edward Bolt, 46, of Nebing, on. The Greenstone Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, along with the Superior North Emergency Medical Services, EMS, responded to a report of a motor vehicle collision on Highway 11, clarified to be between Greenstone and Jellicoe. Investigation revealed that a transport trailer unit and a dump truck had collided. Highway 11 was closed between 10 p.m. last night until 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. The other driver escaped with minor injuries. Members of the Greenstone OPP continue to investigate this collision under the direction of the Highway Safety Division Traffic Investigation Management Enforcement, TIME, team. OPP is asking the public to contact them if you were in the area and witnessed this collision at 1-888-310-1122. Should you wish to remain anonymous, you may call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips, or access their website at OntarioCrimeStoppers.ca, where you may be eligible to receive a cash reward of up to $2,000. Original story: one person has died and another sustained minor injuries as a result of a fiery crash that happened on Highway 11, halfway between Geraldton and Jellicoe, near mile marker 1204. Video of the crash appeared all over social media, and can be found below. Viewer discretion is advised. It appears from the video that one truck's diesel engine block was sitting in the middle of the highway. Ontario Provincial Police Sergeant Mike Golding confirmed to Sudbury.com some of the details of a fiery two-truck crash that happened at 9:56 last night. The investigation is ongoing and the highway is still closed. Golding recommends checking with 511 if you plan to travel in the area. They were two commercial motor vehicles, a chip truck and a dump truck, said Golding. One driver with minor injuries and the other was pronounced deceased at the scene. Though the cause is unknown at the time and the investigation is underway. Golding told Sudbury.com more information will be provided as the investigation continues.